2024. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none. At this time, we'll start the public hearing on the proposed 2024 Taney County budget. Is there any remarks from the commission?
David, did you have anything to present? Or I know at the last, you already read that statement. I don't know if you want to reread that statement or not, but you don't have that with you, do you?
I think statute says we have a copy of the budget open to the public. Do we have that?
Do you mind coming to the microphone?
Yeah, step up, please.
Should have brought the statute. You have it.
That's what I was thinking. I brought the budget. Looking forward.
Could you please restate, Mr. Clark, that you have the available information?
So the budget was, proposed budget was proposed on November 13th to the commission and to the public, and copies were made available through public service requests to the county clerk's office and is available by either digital copy or hard copy at any time per anybody's request. And so this is going to be the public hearing meeting in referencing to hearing out anybody's concerns or any questions or any remarks towards that proposed budget. So that's what this public hearing is for.
Yep. So at this time, I would open up the public hearing to public comment. If anyone would like to has questions or would like to make comments about the proposed 2024 budget. Hearing none.
Mr. Steiner, just for fun.
Oh, I think you've done a great job. Oh,
well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
And, of course, you've looked at it.
Given sufficient amount of time, no one has stepped forward at this time. It would close the public hearing for the proposed 2024 Taney County budget. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 474351 through 474371. Warrants 8296 and one journal entry transfer.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Our Next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We'll have regular session minutes for 12-18, December 18th, 2023, December 26th, 2023, and December 27th, 2023, and then one executive for December 27th, 2023.
If no questions, I move to approve December 18th and December 27th regular minutes of 2023.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve December 26th, 2023 regular session minutes.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, the knocking on the wall kind of.
I move to approve executive session minutes for December 27, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is board appointments. This morning we're going to do the developmental connections. We have received a letter.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us this morning we have Mr. Troy Rasmussen. Is that correct? And there's two current positions that are looking to be reappointed, and then one open position due to a retirement of a longtime board member, correct?
Yes, Don Ingram was a founding member. He's retiring.
Correct. These terms would be three-year terms starting effectively today, which would be January 2nd, 2024, three-year terms ending in December 31st of 2026?
Correct.
Okay. Those dates, everyone in agreement.
I move to appoint Tracy Field, Brian Winford, and Peter Bodie Conley to the three-year term, 1-2-2024, ending 12-31-2026.
Yes. Okay.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
So Mr. Ingram, his was up already. His was coming up this year, so it would be. It's not a fulfillment of his term. It's a.
No, he had fulfilled his.
Okay. It ends in.
And then. Just let the record reflect Brian Wilfong, W-I-L-F-O-N-G. I don't know how it was okay. Said, but just make sure you know that that's how it's spelled, W-I-L-F-O-N-G.
Okay.
All right, so any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next order of business, we have renewal to agreement for veterinary services, file number 23-162, animals control. Good morning. Coming forward, we have Ms. Sherry Simpson, administrator for our animal control. We do have a letter dated December 27th, 2023 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, I will note in that reference letter in the front there, it says month-to-month basis through May 23rd, 2021. That should reflect 2024. This is just a short term to get us through May so we can go back out for bid process.
Right.
Any questions? Move to approve the notice for renewal for agreement for veterinary services by and between WVP of Missouri LLC and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Did you say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
When I said Happy New Year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have a quote for absentee envelopes, file number 23-159, County Clerk. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, ma'am.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the quote for absentee envelopes by and between Elkins
Swires
Company Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is the vacation of portions of Hedgepath Lane and Hillside Drive, file number 23-161, Roden Bridge. There's been a petition formed, and this morning we will have a public hearing for the vacation of said portions of roads. This will be conducted as a public hearing, so at this time, I would turn it over to representative of the petitioner. We have Mr. Bill McCullough or William McCullough.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
In the petition, there is an inaccuracy in paragraph 5 where it recites that the neighboring landowners have consented, and they have not. I have sent consent forms and letters but have not had responses. And I delivered a letter to Nikki on December 21st indicating that.
Okay.
But it is our belief that these streets that have never been opened have no public use today or tomorrow and would ask that they be vacated. The sewer district wants an easement that will require a surveyor. So if you tentatively grant today or whenever, we'll still have to get an easement to the sewer department or sewer district.
I will ask a question. At this time, it says from the petition about where the correct utility provider is White River Valley Electric or Liberty. Do we have
proof? I also sent notice to them but got no response from White River.
Okay.
I think.
Do you have a response from Liberty?
Which one is
the
provider?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. I sent it to Liberty. White River is a mistake. No, I did not receive a response from them. No
response from Liberty Utilities,
right.
Which is in that area more likely the utility
yes,
provider.
Yes, it is in fact.
The utility provider of the area.
The utility provider, that is correct.
And then notice of publication, do we have proof of that?
Don't have the proof yet. We have set off the payment, but have not received the affidavit of publication from the newspaper yet. So I will have to supply that
okay.
If you tentatively grant.
Is there a copy of showing it was in the paper?
Yes, I believe so.